USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Heavy fighting is reported in southern Gaza. Israeli's military continues to pound suspected Hamas targets. The fighting has intensified since the U.S. vetoed a U.N. call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he discussed efforts to meet the humanitarian needs in Gaza in a meeting with Arab leaders on Friday. Blinken's comments come as Israel pushes forward with its deadly assault on the southern Gaza Strip. The White House is approving an emergency arms sale to Israel. According to the State Department, the U.S. will sell roughly 14,000 tank artillery rounds to Israel for just over $106 million. The agency cited a provision in the Arms Export Control Act that allows it to bypass Congress in approving the sale. The release said in the State Department notified Congress and an emergency exists that requires the immediate sale of arms to Israel. Dollar General is changing course regarding self-checkouts.
CEO Todd Vasos mentioned during an earnings call that the company had leaned excessively on self-checkout systems in stores. Reports from Retail Dive indicate that Dollar General heavily invested in this technology in 2022, installing it in over half of its nearly 20,000 stores. Presently, the stores are reallocating workers to man the checkout counters. Vasos highlights that this shift aids sales by fostering human interaction and reducing wait times at the counters. I'm John Schaefer.
LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels is the 2023 Heisman Trophy winner.
On Saturday, Daniels was named this year's recipient of the award given to the player who has been voted best player in college football. Daniels passed for 40 touchdowns and rushed for 10 more as he rang up nearly 5,000 total yards during his senior year season. This year's Heisman ceremony was held Saturday night at Lincoln Center in New York City.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
At least six people have been confirmed dead after a tornado ripped through Middle Tennessee. Three of the victims were confirmed dead in the Nashville suburb of Madison. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Three fatalities were also reported near Clarksville, where nearly two dozen people have been reportedly injured. A suspect, Rafael Gavia Romero, has been arrested and charged with capital murder and the killing of Texas high school cheerleader Elizabeth Medina. Medina's body was discovered in the bathtub of her Edna home by her mother on Tuesday. Romero was arrested in Schulenburg, Texas, about 75 miles north of Edna, and taken to the Jackson County Jail. Medina's 16 was supposed to perform at a Christmas parade in Edna on Tuesday, but when she didn't show up, her mother found her unresponsive at their apartment. Slowly but surely, the race to the White House is heating up. Laura Winter says more.
To the 2024 race for the White House, a new poll from the Wall Street Journal finds former President Trump beating President Biden 47% to 43% if the election were held today. Biden busy campaigning in California, the state where his son Hunter is facing nine new tax charges, including three felonies and six misdemeanors. The feds say Hunter made $7 million, the majority of the money from Burisma, and didn't pay taxes on it.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.